Proclamation number 3402 of 12th of January, 1945. Divine Wisdom's Spiritual Working. Divine wisdom cannot be fathomed through human wisdom. Divine wisdom can only be grasped by the human being's intellect if his spirit is active at the same time. And therefore the working of the spirit is absolutely necessary if the human being wants to penetrate knowledge which is superior to all human knowledge. However, human intellectual abilities are not necessary where the Spirit of God can be active in the human being, for this enlightens the human being's thinking so that the deepest wisdom from God becomes comprehensible to him if the Spirit of God himself imparts it to him. For he offers it to him in such a form that he grows into knowledge which was previously completely unknown to him. At the same time, the human being's ability to think is developed so that he himself is able to pass on the knowledge he has received, albeit in a simpler form of expression but in accordance with the meaning of the knowledge imparted to him by the Spirit of God. Divine wisdom is unsurpassable, and thus the thought material conveyed by the Spirit of God cannot be surpassed by human wisdom either. Even though it initially appears insignificant and is sometimes conveyed to the human being's heart in the simplest form imaginable. But it finds its explanation in the fact that the human being should not only be an instrument to mechanically pass on the received knowledge, but he himself should be completely permeated by it in order to now also be able to represent it before fellow human beings. And therefore the human being has to be introduced slowly, it has to be made comprehensible to him in such a way that he really becomes knowledgeable, so that he can then also be made acquainted with the deepest wisdoms and these can also be fully understood, so that heart and intellect have processed it and it can now only be called true knowledge. Only now does the human being penetrate the deepest wisdom. The Spirit of God speaks to the spiritual spark in the human being, and what it communicates to him reveals his wisdom, his love and his omnipotence. It is knowledge which people could never fathom by virtue of their intellect, for it is not so trained as to ever be able to comprehend or truthfully portray God's reign and activity in the universe and in the spiritual kingdom if it never had knowledge of it before. The human being's intellect will always remain within the limits which God himself has set for it. It will only ever be able to investigate earthly things and will probably also be able to offer evidence for the correctness of its findings. Yet everything divine, all spiritual knowledge, will remain alien to him as long as God's Spirit is not at work, for only God's Spirit penetrates the deepest depths of divine wisdom and can present it to the human being, i.e., his intellect, so that the latter will then become active, i.e., mentally process what he has heard, and only then will the human being become knowledgeable. For only spiritual knowledge can be called true knowledge because it touches areas which are unfathomable to the intellect and can only be fathomed with the help of the Divine Spirit. And what the Spirit of God imparts to the heart and the intellect are divine wisdoms which therefore can only be presented to the human being who makes himself worthy through his will to serve God by passing on the truth from God, which far surpasses human understanding. This will and a conscious striving for perfection are prerequisites in order to receive divine wisdom and also to understand it, because a correct understanding of it is absolutely necessary in order to also convey it to fellow human beings, as it is God's will. Amen.